ladies and gentlemen, we've invited first class. Now we're inviting executive platinum, emerald, sapphire.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Crew Travel right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I am your host, and I'm very pleased to welcome back Father Time, Lee Harris. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. I've got the white beard. I've got the white hair. I just need the scythe. That's all I need, really, and I'm there.
And some wings. Don't worry. I'll stick those in post-production.
I'm sure you will. Yeah, I can't wait to see it.
I'm good that way. And I have to mention that Crew Travel is brought to you weekly by Blue Marine Travel, who haven't lost a passenger since Father Time was born. Well, it's time, right?
Exactly right.
So I have to say a very happy New Year to everyone out there, and happy New Year to you as well, Lee.
Thank you very much, and happy New Year to you as well, and the second half century of your life, shall we say.
Thanks for that.
Anytime. You know I'm here. I'll always return the favor.
I kind of figured if I tried to ignore it, it wouldn't happen. But no, it is out there. I did turn 50 over the Christmas holidays last week, actually. So now I'm, it's awful. The thing is, I still have the mind of a 13-year-old boy.
Well, yeah. I can attest to that. That is true. From the conversations we have off air, you are definitely got the mind of a 13-year-old boy.
I mean, even my sense of humor is that of a 13-year-old boy. So I'm in trouble.
Yeah, you could well be. I mean, just don't leave the house in 2022, Rhea. I think that's going to have to be the only answer, to be fair.
Look, I haven't left the house in the last 3 years. And trouble still found me wherever I am. So, you know what? I can't win for losing. Look, travel has been an absolute travesty in the last year. It's been up and down like a fiddler's elbow. And, you know, who knows where it's going next? We've got new viruses cropping up left, right. Because every time it seems like we've got the sun shining at the end of the tunnel or the light at the end of the tunnel, all of a sudden, boom, something hits. But we do have a little bit of good news. So let's start off with that before we hit the bad. U.S. travel ban.
It's definitely the best place to start for the new year, isn't it? Get a little bit of good news in before we hit the bad anyway. So the White House, they've announced that it's lifted its travel ban on 8 Southern African countries from December the 31st. The travel restrictions were introduced on November the 29th due to the rise of the Omicron variant of COVID-19. Now, the ban applied to non-U.S. citizens who had recently been in South Africa, Botswana, Zimbabwe, Namibia, Lesotho, Eswatini, Mozambique, and Malawi. Travelers who have been in one of those 8 countries within the prior 14 days are now allowed on US-bound flights and able to transit to a third country.
Germany.
Second bit of good news. German authorities are set to remove the UK and 8 Southern African countries from its list of virus-bearing areas of concern. This is as from the 4th of January. The RKI, which is the German Federal Government Agency and Research Institute, which is responsible for disease control and prevention, will thus be moving the following countries from the areas of concern to the high-risk category, those being Botswana, Eswatini, Lesotho, Malawi, Mozambique, Namibia, Zimbabwe, South Africa, and the United Kingdom. While the first 8 have been part of the virus variant areas list since November the 28th, the UK was also added to it on December the 20th. The change means that starting from January the 4th, travellers from these countries will be eligible to enter the territory of Germany while being subject to the same restrictions as the majority of world travellers. Previously, only German citizens and residents, as well as some specific categories, could enter Germany from the virus variant areas. Travellers from these 9 countries will still have to register with German authorities before arriving in Germany and also carry the confirmation of registration with them upon entry.
Good, good. Vietnam.
Yeah, the last bit of good news before we hit the bad, unfortunately. After 20-month-long border closures, Vietnam will initially open its air borders to fully vaccinated travellers from selected countries in a staged reopening. Vietnamese authorities are allowing international flights to resume from the United States, Japan, Taiwan, Singapore, and Cambodia from January the 1st. Initially, Vietnamese airlines can fly 4 times a week en route to those countries. Several other countries, including South Korea, China, Laos, and Thailand, are very close to restoring air connections with Vietnam also, hopefully within the next 2 weeks.
Great. Now, as much as we all hate it, there is some bad news. Cathay Pacific.
Yeah, unfortunately, Cathay Pacific will be operating a skeleton schedule in January in response to stringent COVID restrictions in Hong Kong. The airline has confirmed it's going to reduce its passenger flights for the first 3 months of 2022. This is due to very strict quarantine requirements imposed on flight crew by the Hong Kong government. Cathay, unfortunately, as yet, have not confirmed which flights will be affected by the schedule changes. So what I would recommend is that any crew who hold tickets with Cathay from January through until March should keep in regular contact with their travel provider or direct with the airline to monitor the status of their flight.
Now, even though this directive is coming from Hong Kong, this affects flights worldwide. So any flight within all of the world, the planet, essentially, is going to be affected.
Exactly right. Yeah, anything going through Hong Kong, whether it be landing in Hong Kong or whether it's even just transiting, there's going to be a knock-on effect. There's going to be issues at all. So in all honesty, if you can stay away from going via Hong Kong at the moment, I would probably recommend it for the first couple of months at least anyway, until we know exactly what's going on there, how long this restriction is going to be in place for. Then once we know, then obviously we can look to see if it's a viable route once again.
Right. And more bad news out of the Netherlands.
Yeah, only 1 week after imposing a national lockdown, the Dutch authorities have announced that as from December the 30th, travellers from the US are now required to follow new mandatory quarantine rules. According to the latest update made by the government of the Netherlands, the US will now be classified as a very high-risk area, as the country has been identifying increased infection rates. The new rules establish all travellers from the US, including those who have been fully vaccinated or recovered from the COVID-19 disease, will be required to quarantine for 10 days upon their arrival in the Netherlands. Nonetheless, it has been explained that the quarantine period can be shortened if a negative test is presented on the fifth day of self-isolation. The quarantine mandate imposed by the Dutch authorities also applies to several other third countries, one of those being the United Kingdom.
Wow. Crew questions.
Yeah, and we did get a crew question this week. We were short on supply, I've got to say, obviously due to Christmas and New Year, I'd imagine probably. But we did receive an email in from Pete, who has had 3 flights with JetBlue Airlines in the US cancelled over the last 7 days. Pete basically wanted to know if we had any more information as to why the flights are being cancelled. Now, I have done some digging, and the reason, Pete, is that JetBlue are facing a major shortage of pilots and crew currently due to the Omicron variant of COVID running through their ranks. JetBlue are cancelling approximately 1,250 flights. That equates to 10% of their schedule through until the 14th of January. Again, just to confirm, this is due to staff shortages as Omicron is heavily prevalent in US cities that JetBlue crew are stationed.
That's not good news. I mean, if the crew themselves are catching COVID, where are they catching it from? Are they catching it on board? Are they catching it, you know, where?
Exactly right. I think, unfortunately, it is prevalent in the US at the moment, JetBlue being, a US airline. And they're just struggling with their crew. Their crew and the pilots are just getting bowled over with Omicron, and they can't, unfortunately, their flights just can't take off. So, it's a lot of flights, isn't it? 1,250 flights. And this is on top of the issues we talked last week with regards to United and Delta cancelling thousands of flights as well. So it's a tough time for the US market at the moment and the airlines, and passengers who need to travel domestically and internationally as well.
Well, you know, I remember at the beginning of this whole pandemic, the airplanes, what they did is they kept a seat in between. So there was that social distancing. And one thing I do understand, you know, people are talking on social media straight across the face of the planet stating that, you know, here we are, we're supposed to maintain our social distance everywhere. You know, when we get into line to check in, when we're waiting to go through security, et cetera, standing in line waiting to board the plane. And we all know how tightly packed those planes are nowadays. They're not like they were 20 years ago where, you know, you actually could put your legs out or just even put your legs in the seat space. So the minute that they get them into the plane, they're packed together like sardines. So what was the point? Like, really, what was the point in the social distancing in the airport, in the social distancing at security, in the social distancing when lining up to board your plane? You know, if someone's got it.
Yeah, I mean, it's a strange one, isn't it? I mean, like you say, they started, they done the social distancing on the flights in the beginning of the pandemic, probably up until the start of last year, I think it was maybe March time. A lot of, especially the US airlines, done their social distancing. And unfortunately, I think the case is that money talks, you know, that they were losing, you know, a shed load of money, not being able to fill the flights. That's even if the flights could take off. And so they had to revert back to getting every seat filled as best as they possibly can. Is that right? Is it wrong? It's a tough one, isn't it? Airlines have got to make money, I suppose, to keep themselves flying. People need to fly as well. But is it counterproductive if you've then got crew or pilots or anybody else who are then going to catch COVID and then you can't fly the plane anyway? So it's a tough one. It's a tough one to answer. And like I normally say, I don't have the answers. I don't know, to be honest with you.
Well, I mean, you take a look at the state of the world, and there is no way a virus such as this could have infiltrated every single corner of the planet if it weren't for airplanes, period. Period.
Exactly right.
And spread so fast.
Yeah. I mean, there's no denying the fact that, you know, the way it's got around is, well, you know, people flying with COVID is what it is. But what's, you know, I tried to think what the alternative could possibly be, but, you know, it's... I just don't know. I don't know what the...
Well, I mean, you take a look at the last huge virus. It was 1918, the Spanish flu. It was fairly localized. And that was because it couldn't, you know, people could take boats and get certain... But where was it going to go, right? It was just going to kill everybody off within its space, or those that survived. And then it naturally killed itself off. But this is just going to continue over and over and over again. And, you know, as we see, even with the vaccines, you know, after 6 months, you've got to have another vaccine. After another, you know, how often is that going to happen? I agree with you. Who knows how this is going to work? But I don't think that there is any harm in saying, you know, if we're going to social distance everywhere on the planet, then perhaps we need to make sure the airlines are social distancing us as well.
Or even if they could put on extra flights, I don't know if that could work. Instead of filling a full flight, you put on two, but then I guess the finances would probably dictate that wouldn't work either. So it's a tough one for the airlines. Personally speaking, I probably social distancing on planes is the way to go. But I don't know, it's going to be an interesting year, 2022, anyway, isn't it? Whether this finally dies out or whether it just keeps going and mutating or whatever, just nobody knows what's going to happen, you know. And it's the same. I think we probably said exactly the same thing January 2021. We didn't know what was going to happen, and look where we are now. So, it's going to be a fun ride. It means that you're going to be stuck with me for a little bit longer, unfortunately, Rhea, whilst we do these. So lucky.
I can't complain. I do welcome the weekly chats, and sometimes there is good news. So
there is, very rarely there is, but we had a little bit today, a little bit bad. Hopefully next week it will be all good news.
Yes, well, fingers crossed and all that, knocking on wood. Right. <Yes. laughs> Lee, I have to say thank you extremely much for, of course, your dedication to making sure the world knows what's, well, the crew world anyway, knows what's going on in regards to their flights here and there. And as per usual, we'll provide Lee's links, because if you're wanting to know what's going on in the world of travel, LinkedIn for Lee is the place to go.
Yeah, I'll keep up to date as much as I possibly can. Like we say, things change so quickly with regards to air travel and restrictions and border closures and everything else. So we try to keep on as best as we possibly can. Like you say, it can be that you get 20, 30 notifications in a day. So I do apologize to people if they do get bored of me. But we're just trying to do the best we can, keep people up to date as best we can as well.
Look, it's like I always say, if you get bored of me, unfollow me.
Please don't do that with me.
Sorry. Don't unfollow Lee. Lee apologizes and would like you to stay following.
Sorry. Yes.
I'm a bit more black and white, but that's just me. Listen, I have to say to everybody out there, Happy New Year, and I wish you all the best in 2022. Lee, thanks again for all your help over the past year, and I look forward to the coming year and what great news will come our way.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, it's been a blast, and long may it continue into 2022.
And I have to mention again that Crew Travel is brought to you weekly by Blue Marine Travel. We haven't lost a passenger since Father Time was, well, Father Time. So, in existence. You've been watching another edition of Crew Travel right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Ria. I have been your host. We'll see you again.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, we're boarding passengers seated in zones E and F.